You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's Rape Awareness Week this week, and we're talking to Thursdays in Black once again to chat about the updates regarding the uni's cases of sexual assault and whether the uni has done enough to reduce campus rape culture. I was joined by Liv White in the studio. Regarding the case that hit the media in March about the man who sexually assaulted a girl in the halls of residence and was allowed to continue studying, what developments has this case had since your last chat with BFM?
As anyone who's read the NZ Herald on Sunday will know, the perpetrator in question had their disciplinary committee hearing set for a day. They lawyered up, asked for 21 days postponement, and during that 21 days, frankly, just quit uni, which means that the discipline committee, seeing as he's no longer a uni student, can't do anything about it. So basically, we've just got a situation where there's been a really distressing amount, lack of accountability, just your classic institutional protection and denial of wrongdoing. They'll say that, you know, the case is out of their hands now, but it's taken us 9 months to get to this point, and there was so much that happened during that 9 months, which ultimately has led it here.
Thursdays in Black got the opportunity to meet with the Proctor's Office and Campus Life last week. How is the university responding to sexual violence in the Auckland Uni community?
I mean, to give credit where credit's due, in these meetings, they've committed to an independent review of the systems and mechanisms that happen around complaints regarding sexual violence. We also have a Harmful Sexual Behaviours Action Plan, which, you know, every time we go into this meeting, we're getting assured that it's priority and that it's urgent. But my problem is when you see such a massive gap between what they say is happening and what's happening on the ground and all the stories that we're hearing, you honestly can't be too assured or too satisfied there. In terms of the independent review, it's a really necessary step, and we're really happy with that. But the outcome of that's going to take upwards of a year. We never know what the implementation of those outcomes will be. And in the meantime, we have talked about interim measures to make sure that even though we have really bad systems right now for responding to sexual violence, they do need to work the best that they can and support survivors the best that they can, and they're not doing that now. We've talked about a few interim things, like ensuring that cases regarding sexual violence get escalated to the discipline committee, which is not what happened in the cases that were in the New Zealand Herald. We've talked about tighter timelines for finding out what happened to your case. This is something that they've come back to us and said is very difficult. We've talked about the supports that are in place for survivors and making sure that their safety is of utmost priority. And although every time we get reassurances that that's the case, we also know that anyone that you talk to will probably say different. So we're still investigating what exactly that looks like.
You guys raised the issue of a convicted sex offender who was enrolled at the University of Auckland and had or has a class leadership position. What was their response to this?
Very confusing. At the point that we raised it, the perpetrator already had name suppression, which is being lifted, I believe, sometime soon. And so they were talking about it in the context of the perpetrator already having name suppression and saying that because of that, their hands are tied, blah, 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 blah. And then when we kind of changed tact to talk about, okay, so what if you're made aware by a student that they're feeling unsafe because there is someone, you know, around them who could exhibit harmful behaviours, or if you're made aware that there is a student who could exhibit harmful sexual behaviours. And again, very vague response. They just said, you can't really identify someone's potential to harm. So they kind of said some stuff around that they have support groups, but you basically have to nominate yourself as a perpetrator for those. They said that, you know, if someone comes to us with a personal story, then we can start doing things. But basically, it was a very vague response. It looks like they're, again, saying, like they have with the other cases, that their hands are tied and they're doing the best they can, even though you know, there's such an obvious gap between the safety of students and what they're saying. Yeah, basically disappointing.
This week is Rape Awareness Week. What are some things or some habits that you think people should pick up to help eliminate campus rape culture?
I mean, the obvious one is calling out your friends and really investing in the kaupapa of consent culture. But that does go deeper in terms of the fact that you have to see the problems around you and not just the big things. They're the little things, they're the locker talk, they're any sort of misogynistic comments that you hear. All those things that hold up the foundations for those really big things to happen, we need to be talking about, we need to be acknowledging, and we need to be calling out. I think further to that, people need to take the onus on themselves to understand that within this kind of like patriarchal, colonial, heteronormative society, all of those things really feed into rape culture and sexual violence. And understanding how they all intersect is a really important part of kind of fighting this fight. I guess secondly as well, investing in Thursdays and Blacks kaupapa and the kind of fight that we're fighting to make sure that the university can't cop out or can't hide behind the bigger culture of rape culture being the reason that they're maintaining, that they can't do anything. And yeah, using your voice within our demands and our kind of like have your say forms to get involved, because yeah, as much as we can call out each other, there are some really structural things in this university that need to be changed, and with our collective voice I think we can do that.
And tonight, Thursdays in Black is hosting an evening called Korero and Kai. Could you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the speakers list, we have Minister Marama Davidson. So her portfolio is the Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence. We have Faya from Tuanest. Tuanest is the like national agency for the prevention of sexual violence, and they have kind of two strands. They have the tangata whenua strand and the tauiwi strand. So she's from the tangata whenua strand, and we have Angela Tran Lawrence from the tauiwi strand, who was also the previous Thursdays in Black national coordinator. We have Angelo LeBeau, who is the Rainbow Community Sexual Violence Specialist at Help Auckland. Paulette Benton Grieg, who is a law academic from AUT who specialises in justice for survivors of sexual violence, and Laura Eustace, who is a youth advocate and the founder of Flourish Project. So all of them are coming together. We're really hoping to talk about what accountability and justice in this university setting looks like. As I've alluded to, the university has these action plans that, you know, will take years and years to come into fruition. We're not saying that's a bad thing, but there are things that we need to be doing now to ensure the safety of survivors, and we're hoping that this panel will kind of bring to light some of those interim measures that are needed and the type of ambition, like the ambitious change that we need to be asking for from our university.
That was Liv White from Thursdays in Black. Thursdays in Black is encouraging everyone to wear black on Thursdays in solidarity with survivors and as a symbolic objection to rape culture. Remember, you can go to Thursdays in Black's Korero and Kai event tonight in K. Edgar Workshop 101 at 5:30 p.m. here at the University of Auckland, or you can watch it online if you're unable to make it. All the details are on Thursdays in Black's social media.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.